Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to talk about relationships. And like we always say on this channel, relationship is everything. What is a relationship between a husband and wife? What is a relationship between a father-daughter, father-son, mother-son, mother-daughter? What is a relationship between a boss and those who work for him and those who works for her? Not to mention relationship between best friends. And every relationship is not perfect. And those that last for years does not go without its challenges. Why am I talking about this? Because today we are going to talk about relationship and how social media is destroying relationships. So what I'm going to do is play the entire clip without interruption. Then I will come back and give my final thoughts. Shout out to our good brother, Isaac, for sending today's video link. Let's get to it. Hello, welcome to Reactions and Reviews. I'm your humble host, Eze. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Y'all, I need y'all to see this real quick. Hey.
Hey.
Single?
What?
You single? Hey, because if you single, I'm single.
Who's saying I was single?
And you shouldn't be in my house, if that's the case.
First of all, this is our house. You're not the only one who paid the bills. Secondly,
I am the only one who paid bills.
What are you talking about? And why are you recording me?
It's going on social media. The same social media where you say you single at?
That's where this coming from?
Yeah, you've been that way for a long time. You ain't changed nothing.
Changed what?
After we supposedly been together for this long and I done bought all this stuff for you and everything.
You really love throwing it in my face, don't you?
Hey, y'all, let me check this out, y'all. So, she been staying with me. She can't keep a job. None of that. I didn't have to buy all this stuff for her because she called herself wanting to do music and everything. I done bought all this stuff for her. Pay the bills and everything. Look at her. If y'all want to see somebody, that's right there. It's a definite. You sitting in my house.
Our house, yeah.
My house. Where I pay all the bills and everything.
Yeah, because nobody said that I was single. You
oh, so I'm your so I'm your who?
My
I'm
man.
I'm your man?
Yes. I never said that I was single. You
mad? In what world am I your man and you single on social media?
So is social media that serious to you? How old are you? My social media has said single since I've been with you. And we've been together for how long? Be for real.
Then why are you on social media if it ain't that serious? I know what you on social media for. You look, is it you using it as a dating app? Is that what you're using it for?
How am I using it as a dating app, crazy, when I'm putting you on there?
I put
pictures
of
you on
there. No, you ain't got no pictures. No, you ain't got no pictures of me. Y'all, check that. Hey, yeah, let me check this out. I got a picture of my profile picture, my cover photo and everything on social media of us together. Because when we got in a relationship, it's been years too. Check this out, it's been years, but and I got myself in a relationship on social media, but no, you the one that's messing with somebody else. That's why you got single.
Where do you have any other type of proof that I'm saying that I'm single just because I say that on my social media that I'm doing?
That's enough proof. That's enough proof.
Did you see me texting anybody?
That's enough proof.
Do you see me commenting on anybody?
Hey, I said all.
Anybody commenting on mine?
You must be looking for a sugar daddy.
Social media is so serious.
You must
do you see any of that? Do you see me talking to?
I see you all the time.
And what do I do?
You entertaining.
You crazy.
You entertaining.
You crazy. You say anything for a lie, right? Since it's so important to you. You gonna say anything for that lie.
And you'll do anything for social media.
Okay, whatever. I really can't believe.
Niggas, you entertaining on there too.
You being so sure.
Look at her.
Look at
so, her. Hey, I'll check this out. This is what I really want y'all to see. This is what you do with that you've been taking care of and everything. Hey, get out.
Wait.
And she ain't got much to take, by the way. This bag right here. Which I bought. She emptied that out. But I'm gonna let her have that. I'm gonna let her have that. Hey, get your trash bag. Empty this bag out. That's. I bought that. Hold on. Nah, I'm gonna get her a trash bag real quick. Hold on. Let me get her a trash bag, y'all. Check this out. This how you do. This how you do the trash right here. Hold on. No. Hold on. Yeah. Go ahead. Take the bag. Take that. Empty this out. Empty this out and get out. Get out.
Let's go ahead and put it back. Because what is the real issue?
Nah.
What is your real problem?
I know what she gonna do. She gonna get out of my house. She gonna get out of my house.
What you gonna do is stop talking to me and being disrespectful like that. Because first
you are, man, disrespectful. Disrespectful.
I'm trying to
Yo, she talking about I'm disrespectful, but she on social media talking about she's single. But we've been together all these years and everything and everything. She's been living in my house all these years and everything. I done bought a car. I done bought all this stuff right here and everything. Man.
Are you for real?
Pick up the dough right here.
Nothing, because this is not going to go nowhere. Get off that lie.
Yeah.
Get off the lie.
I bought all this. That car right there, I bought that. Yeah.
But you can't do that because you're so immature, right? Get off lie.
If you made it this far, hit that like button and leave a comment to trigger YouTube's algorithm. I'm a new channel and I'm trying to grow. So hit that subscribe button and hit that bell to let you know every time I upload a new video. So ladies and gentlemen, now here's my take on it. Starting out with the lady. For you 19% of women that watch my content, ladies, when you are in a relationship, you need to take it serious. If you don't respect the man you are dating, why don't you have a talk with him and leave the man? Don't waste the man time. Don't give the man 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 years, and you don't respect the man, and you cheat on the man, and you talk to the man like he's beneath you, and you disrespect the man. If you do not respect the man, ladies, leave him alone, because that relationship will not work. Women last long in a relationship with a man they respect. Women last long in a relationship with a man they look up to. Women last in a relationship with a man they see as a father figure. Yes, I said it. It's women's human nature. Especially if they have a good relationship with their father. Any man they meet, they look for their father's trait in that man. What is the way the man talks? What is the man's hustle? What is the man's wisdom? Whatever it is in their father that they looked up to, they look for that same thing in the man they choose. So you ladies, if you don't see this man as the man you will submit to, not conditional submission, not that nonsense, I will submit if it's masculine. Fuck that. No. And why did I say all that? I said all that to say, if this sister respected her man, as soon as he came to her and said, why do you have your status as single in your social media platforms? The second he asked that question, if this woman respected a man, what should have came out of mouth is, oh, baby, you know what? I apologize. It's been so long, I haven't even paid it any attention. You know what? Let me right now change it right now. That's what a respectable woman will say to her man. Not this back and forth, not the yelling, not the entitlement, not the, the way she went about it is totally wrong. Okay? Now, to the brother. The first thing men don't do, men, we don't behave like women. Any man that takes his camera, turns it on, and records what he's saying to his woman is feminine. That's a feminine move. Now, if your woman is an abusive woman and you're recording her because you're going to court, or you're recording her because you're going to leave, and when you leave and file for divorce, you want evidence that she's abusive, whether physical or mentally or verbal abusive. Those are the time that I can see a man taking out his phone, recording his woman. If you are going to confront your woman, you do it as a man. You make her respect you, because how a man addresses his woman determines how the woman sees him. Every time you tell your woman to do something, she challenges you, and then you start debating her, and then you raise your voice, she raise her voice, you raise your voice, she raise her voice. That woman doesn't respect you. It doesn't work that way. If you tell your woman, baby, if you do this one more time, we are done. When she does that one more time, you better be done, or else she will not respect you. A woman will push a man. A woman will poke at a man just to see how far she can push you, just to see what you will do. That's a fact. If you're not firm with what you say, that woman will not respect you. And the first mistake this brother made was recording it for the internet. That's a feminine move. And then he's debating her. He's go for what? How long was the video? 3 minutes, 4 minutes long? He is debating her back and forth. Grown men that are leaders, grown men that are the head of their households, we don't do that. You don't do that. The day your woman challenges you and you are going back and forth with her for 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes. Bruh, she don't respect you. It's time for you to walk away.
Now, what do you guys think? Do you agree or do you disagree? Either way, leave your comments below so we can start this conversation. Until the next video, stay safe in the streets. Later.
That will wrap it up for today's episode. And thank you for joining me. So please, leave a comment below. If you agree, if you disagree, it doesn't matter. Leave the comment below. And also, you tell me what you want me to cover. You tell me what you want me to discuss and what you want me to react to. Okay? And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me. And I see you on the next episode. Please don't forget to subscribe. Let's rebuild the Black nuclear family. It is needed. Okay? God bless.